Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we've been down for a while due to the heavy storms in Northern California, but we're back up and rolling, and welcome to Mystic Records Radio, Party or Go Home. Crazy this morning. Social Spit, keep your eye out on their newest remastered album, No Place Like Home. say that was from Underexposure, or FUX, Cars and Guitars. And I want to give a shout out to Oppressed Logic. They're going to be playing at Bender's Bar and Grill April 6th on Saturday, and that's at 10806 South Van Ness Avenue in San Francisco. And they're also playing with Blank Spots and Skin Effect. All good bands, and you'll want to check it out. All right, I've got some RKL up here next for you. Here we go. Pothead. California's wildlife at illegal marijuana grows, and there's been two farms in Shasta County that were fined over $100,000, because this is really serious. I mean, people are looking at the money these illegal growers, and they're just using insecticides that have been outlawed, and they're using it to kill anything that wanders into their grow sites. And so far, there's been a decline in the fishers, which are a little fuzzy critter that lives way deep in the mountains. And they were found poisoned and dead. Then it became bears and gray foxes, and scientists are looking around, and more carcasses are being found. And, you know, illegal marijuana cultivation is threatening the viability of fishers and taking an unknown toll on other forest wildlife. And, you know, it's a threat to public lands in Northern California. And it's alarming that, you know, for the love of money, people could resort to so many toxic chemicals that are just really, really bad. It's sad to think that money rules people's lives. but it does.
More fate rolling one.
Flower leopards. Well, just one more point. The area contaminated by these illegal and legal pot farms has grown now to include nearly every county in Northern California. And most disturbing for wildlife, these poisons on grow sites have escalated from poisonous trappings. They set poisoned meat out for the animals, and they use pesticides that are so toxic they've been prohibited in Canada, and they're also banned in the United States. An eighth of a teaspoon can kill a full bear, and this stuff is going into our waters and our streams, and it's just something for people to think about today. And just one of those things that people need to get a handle on and not allow it anymore.
Party or go home!
Have a nice day, and don't forget to party or go home. to you next time. Bye.